This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Hi, I'm Zoe Gabrielson. Thanks for tuning into WRFL Lexington. It's 2:30 p.m. and you're listening to Green Talks, where we explore the people and projects that are using the environmental stewardship fee to promote sustainability in the UK community. I'm your host, and I'm the current director of outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. I'm joined today by Sophie Bevan and Joanna Ashford, who are respectively the current director of operations for the SSC and another project member who can talk more about her role later with recycling. Sophie's also the former director of outreach and host of Green Talks. So for some of you listening, you may remember her from last year. In addition to her work with the SSC, Sophie is also an intern with the Office of Sustainability. Sophie, I'm really glad you're here, and Joanna, you too, to help us today to talk about a project that you're involved with. And could you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, thanks for having us on, Zoe. I'm really excited to be back on Green Talks. It's been a while, and this new WRFL studio is super nice. So
it really is.
Yeah, so we're excited to be here. Joanna, do you want to take it away?
Yeah, so this is a new campaign that we've started on campus this semester, and it is called Help UK Pop, or Pass on Plastic. And so what we wanted to do, it's a collaboration really between the University of Kentucky Recycling, the Office of Sustainability, and UK Dining to help students make better choices when it comes to single-use plastic. So targeting plastic bags, straws, and water bottles. So what we're doing is giving students the opportunity to use reusable bags, reusable bottles, and reusable straws. We have really cool stainless steel straws. They've become very popular on campus. And so our hope is that students will use those items instead of using the single-use plastics.
Mm-hmm. And then the campaign has also been turned into a research project. And so rather than just handing out all of these items and hoping for the best, we're sending out a series of surveys to try to understand people's use of these items, to sort of understand behavioral trends and why these people use them and how often. And then we're using all of that data to determine the efficacy of these products. So did these things that we give out really change people's use of plastics on campus? So that's sort of the research side of this whole campaign.
That's awesome. So would you say that in like a best case scenario, what would be the results you would see? Are they, you know, plastic use reduction, data collection, continued use of these reusable materials?
So I think from my perspective, I work for the Department of Recycling here on campus. And so our goal is not only to see recycling on campus, but waste reduction. So making better decisions overall. So like Sophie was saying, these straws are really cool. Our bottles are awesome and our bags are great. But if students aren't using them, then what's the point of buying them? What's the point of giving them away? What's the point of even offering them to students? So from my perspective, I'd love to see better decision-making. So when you go to a restaurant and they offer you a straw, say, no thanks, not even use it. But if you have to use it, obviously there are substitutions for that. But we'd love to see waste reduction in general.
That's awesome. So it sounds like the survey is primarily focused on students' use of plastic. Is that right?
Yeah, students is our main target right now, and we've actually had almost 1,500 students take the pledge to reduce their plastic consumption on campus and take that survey. And so our goal is to get at least 2,000. So if you're listening and you're interested, we would love to have you take the pledge and take the quick survey to get these items. But we also are working with staff and faculty on campus to get them to reduce their plastic use as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this whole campaign is really open to all of the UK student body and faculty and staff, but I think just because of accessibility reasons, students are the main target, just because we'll be tabling on campus, like at the dining halls and at the student center, so that has a more high student traffic, but it is also, we encourage faculty and staff to also reduce their plastic and take our pledge and get all of these really cool items that we have for them.
Plus, students are really excited about this. We get really great feedback from most everybody that we talk to. So students are a whole lot more fun to talk to about all of this. They love this change.
Yeah, they make tabling exciting, which is always a good thing.
That's awesome. So how exactly does it work? Like, when you have somebody take the survey, what does that look like from start to finish?
So as we said, we've been mostly giving these items out through tabling events. And so we have a big table set up, and then we ask people if they would like to receive these reusable items. But in order to receive them, they have to take a quick 1-minute survey. And that is ask if you would like to take a pledge to reduce plastic, and then just ask your general use of plastic items now. And then other just sort of demographic things just for a research standpoint. And then after they take that survey, we give them their items, which is the reusable bag, the metal straws, and the aluminum water bottles. And then about a month or two later, we're going to send them a follow-up survey with other similar questions. And then 2 months later, we'll send another survey. So it's basically just a series of surveys to track their use and change of use of plastics over time.
Yeah, like behavior goals, behavior change is our goal. So that survey, like Sophie was saying, starts off by asking, do you have a reusable bag? Do you have a reusable bottle? Do you have a reusable straw? And then how frequently are you using them? You know, do you have a bag and then you never use it? And then the follow-up to that is, okay, so now that we've provided all of those items to you, are we actually seeing students using them more frequently here on campus?
All right, cool. That sounds really exciting. So in that same vein, why should students care about plastic usage on campus? Like, what are some of the negative effects of the overuse of plastics?
So the important thing to remember when it comes to sustainability is how interconnected everything is. So although I work with waste reduction and recycling, to think about plastics and the issues that we're seeing globally with plastics means we have to look at water quality, right? So if you have a straw and that straw doesn't make it into the garbage bag and it lays on the road, next time it rains, that's going straight into the storm drain. And believe it or not, the water here in Kentucky ends up in the ocean. And so what we're seeing is a lot of plastics in the ocean. We're seeing the giant plastic patch that's out in the ocean to where the single-use plastics we use are ending up in the water. They're ending up in causing issues with water quality. We're seeing microplastics in fish. We're even seeing microplastics showing up in humans because we consume fish. So this is definitely a bigger issue on a global scale, a scale that the university can be a part of.
Mm-hmm. I also agree with everything Joanna was saying, mostly because those are all just straight and hardcore facts. But another thing to think about with plastic waste is all of the other resources and energy that go into producing them. So producing plastics is really hard on greenhouse gases because of all the energy required to manufacture those products, and then also the actual resource that goes into making plastics, which is oil. So as Joanna was saying, it does have a bigger global impact than you just using a straw or plastic bag and throwing it away. It has way more global impact than what you initially think. And I think that's something that people don't generally think about, because that's really dramatic to think about the straw that I'm using is causing climate change, but it's really a big part of it. And I think reducing your plastic use and consumption is just a really simple way to help combat all of these huge global issues. So I think that's another reason why students should care, is because it's a relatively simple way to make big change, which
Absolutely.
Is super cliche, but it's really
true. It's so true. It's so well, and I think everybody has heard the statistic that by 2050, there'll be more pieces of plastic in the ocean than fish. If you haven't, it's true. You should Google that. And that seems really daunting. I mean, sometimes when we talk about these global issues, and plastics is one of them, sometimes a lot of people can just get really closed up, like, I can't do anything about it. You know, that issue's way bigger than me. But if you think about it, just here on campus, we used over 1 million straws last year. 1 million straws. Like, that's insane.
That's a lot of straws.
It's a lot of straws. So if you take the initiative to pass on plastic and you say no thank you to straws, or you use the stainless steel straws, you're having an impact on maybe us not purchasing and using over 1 million straws here on campus. And so when we scale it back and look at what we're doing here on campus, we definitely can make a big change just by eliminating just these three items: plastic bottle, plastic straw, and plastic bag.
Wow, that's awesome. It seems like you guys are really making a huge difference. So besides the two of you, who else is working on this project? I know you mentioned you're with recycling, and Sophie, you can talk a little bit more later about your role with the Office of Sustainability, but who are some of the other key stakeholders with this project?
So like I'd mentioned, this is a partnership between University of Kentucky Recycling, Office of Sustainability, and then UK Dining. UK Dining on campus has a sustainability coordinator specifically focused on dining. And so this partnership has been really cool so that we can focus on not just the students here on campus, but also how is dining coming into this? If you'll notice, when you go to Champion's Kitchen or the 90, there are no straws. Well, that's part of what UK Dining sustainability has been able to do. So that's the key players here that have come to the table and have joined forces on this campaign.
Yeah, and I think that's a really cool partnership that hasn't really been prevalent before this campaign, because I think since all three of those departments are working together, we've been able to reach a wider number of students who otherwise wouldn't have gotten exposure to sustainability initiatives. So that's something that I'm really excited about, with it being a joint campaign between those three departments. And then additionally, there's also students involved. So I'm an undergraduate here, so I'm involved. We have another recycling intern, her name's Haley, she's also involved. Zoe, you're involved, and then we have sort of an advisor and mentor from Louisiana State University who used to, he was a PhD student here, and Jared, if you're listening, he's awesome, and he's provided a lot of insight.
Thanks for your help, Jared.
Yeah, thank you, Jared. He's provided a lot of insight on this project, too, because it is sort of cutting edge research that hasn't been done before, so it's good to have a lot of input and advice from all these departments and students and advisors.
That's great. So, Sophie, you mentioned that you're an intern with the Office of Sustainability. Can you tell us more about that role? Is that something that a lot of students can get involved with if they're interested in sustainability?
Yeah, so I am an intern with the Student Sustainability Internship Program. And so it's funded through the Student Sustainability Council, which is a student fee organization on campus that distributes the environmental stewardship fee for sustainability projects throughout campus. And so this internship program was funded through them, and then there are a bunch of different departments that you can be an intern within. So we have, you can be an intern of the dining, I'm an intern with UK Recycling, and then there are also several other sustainability internships within that too. But my role is specifically with UK Recycling, and so I am helping Joanna a lot.
We love her.
We love recycling. So I'm helping Joanna and the recycling department a lot with their efforts. We've started recycling, like a big recycling program with football tailgates. So you'll see us out there this weekend with all the recycling swag.
Please make sure to recycle when you're out at Kroger Field.
Yes, that would be lovely. And then additionally, we have to, as an intern, we have to come up with our own independent project related to recycling or waste reduction. And that'll be in the spring semester. So.
Cool. That sounds like a really interesting student opportunity. So if each of you wouldn't mind sharing kind of your favorite thing about this project, maybe something that makes it really unique or something that you're super passionate about this project that just makes you really excited to work on it.
So for me, this has evolved into something much more than I ever anticipated it would. Working at UK Recycling, I deal a lot with operations. So just day-to-day, making sure that recycling happens on campus, it's taken to the proper place, that containers are taken care of. And so I don't really get a ton of opportunities to interact with students or really to develop programs that directly involve the student body. And so this has been very fun and exciting to be able to interact and get to know some of the students on campus. And this has turned into also, as Sophie said, an undergraduate research project. I never would have dreamed that that UK Recycling would have a part to play in undergraduate research, but I love that component, and I love that we're able to help that for our students and our interns.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this whole campaign. I'm also really excited at the fact that it's a research project, because I think that's a really interesting component to add to this campaign. And I've never done research before. I hadn't really thought about doing it as an undergrad, but now that I'm involved with it, I'm really glad that I did get involved, because I've learned a lot of skills. Like, I'm going to have to learn how to program and do coding. And then also it's just helped me, like, professionally with time management and then my writing skills because we're going to have to publish a paper. And so, I don't know, there's a lot of different components to this research that I never thought about. So I'm really excited about that because I'm learning a lot.
That's awesome. I think it's a really great opportunity for students to get their work published because that's something that not everybody gets to say. So speaking of publishing your work, have you thought about presenting at conferences? And if so, do you know of any that might be a good fit?
Yeah, so after this whole project is done, we're hoping to present this at the ASHE conference, which is the Association for the Advancement of Sustainability in Higher Education. And that's just a yearly conference where a bunch of professionals from universities and also students come together and display their sustainability efforts on their campus. And so we're hoping to have a presentation at that, just because, as we've said, this has never really been done before. So that would be a really exciting place to present it to people and really get it out there.
That's so exciting. That's a great way to share the information that you've learned from working on campaigns and initiatives at UK with people at other institutions. We're going to take a quick break, and we are going to come back talking to Sophie and Joanna about the Help UK Pop campaign. All right, so I'm still here with Sophie and Joanna, and we're just talking about the Help UK Pop campaign. We were just talking before the break about some of the potential for this project to be presented at conferences, turned into some academic papers and publications, and I just wanted to ask you guys some more about how working with this project helped you learn more about whether it's technical writing, research methods, and how that might apply to your future career.
So that's a great question. So as you said, there's a lot that goes into a research project, like technical writing and programming. And I think those are really good skills that I'm gaining because I've never been exposed to really technical writing that will be published. You know, I've written papers for class, but I think this will help develop.
Scrutinized by the masses.
Yeah. So now this paper will be, scrutinized by the masses. So it's going to have to be really solid. And so I'm excited to work on that because that'll definitely develop our skills further and help us in our careers.
Well, this is real life research that they're doing. I mean, this is skills that both Sophie and Haley are learning from on the job activities that they can take. This is such a job furthering opportunity for them. This is real life experience they can put on their resume. And so I'm really excited for them to see what they're going to be able to do with this background.
So it sounds like there's a lot of student impact from this project. If students are interested in getting involved with sustainability initiatives or with this initiative, what would you recommend that they start by doing?
Well, one way to find out what's going on campus regarding sustainability is to go to our sustainability website, which is brand new and it looks awesome. It's uky.edu/sustainability, and it's like an entire hub for sustainability initiatives on campus, and it has all the departments like recycling and UK dining and every other department on campus, and has all the organizations related to sustainability, and these have classes and majors. So if you're at all interested, I would check out that website first. And then we also have a sustainability newsletter that you can sign up for. Joanna, I don't know how. I'm really fake. I don't know how. I'm on it.
So it's on that website, the uky.edu/sustainability. You can actually sign up for the newsletter there. And that goes out about monthly. And most of the departments that are involved with the Office of Sustainability and have partnered with them, we make sure to include any of our updates and information. And social media is a really great way to stay involved. We make sure to keep our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebooks up to date. All of these departments, UK Recycling, Office of Sustainability, and UK Dining. We usually all either link to each other or have posts about where we're going to be. But if you're interested in this campaign, on sustainability's website, you can actually take the pledge there to get to receive a free straw. But if you're actually interested in taking the full pledge, you'll have to come see us at one of our upcoming tabling events, which will actually be this Thursday evening from 5:30 to 8 at Greg Page. We're doing a sustainability festival out there. And so we will be out there from 5:30 to 8 in the lawn between Greg Page and Shawneetown.
I'll be there too. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's super cool that students can get involved with this. And then kind of shifting gears a little bit, Sophie, as we mentioned earlier, you were the director of outreach, and now you're the director of operations for the Student Sustainability Council. Can you tell us a little bit about what that's been like, and if there's any skills that you learned doing that that you've been able to apply to this project, or just some things that you really enjoyed about your experience with the SSC?
Yeah, for sure. So the Student Sustainability Council, my involvement with that has been one of the most valuable experiences with my undergrad, because I've been exposed to so many sustainability initiatives on campus. I've met so many professors and project leaders, and then I've also gotten to know a lot of students who also share my interest. And so all three of those things have been really great for my undergraduate experience. But specifically, my roles within the SSC have helped me a lot, because I feel like I have a strong background on really what's going on with UK sustainability. And so when a new project or a new program is developing, I feel like I have a good sense of what has worked in the past and what has been tried and hasn't been tried. And I feel like I can make better decisions as to what this program will look like and how it'll impact students in the future. And I think that's been really helpful, because as an undergraduate, I only have 4 years here, so it's been really good to have a very holistic view of what's going on campus, and that way I can make better decisions on how to make the greatest impact in this only 4 years that I'm here. So the SSC has been awesome. If you're interested, you should totally apply. We'll have applications open in November, and you can find a lot of information on the SSC on that sustainability website. So I would highly recommend looking into the Student Sustainability Council.
Awesome. And then before we finish up, just one last question for you guys about this initiative. What is something that you think students should know? So if there's one takeaway from this project, if there's one thing that you could tell the student body about Help UK Pop or about your roles, or just something you want everyone to know.
So I just want to reiterate what we've already said, is that if you're listening, whether you're here on campus or not, you have a role to play when it comes to single-use plastic. You have the ability to refuse those single-use plastics, to reuse as much as possible, and then to, of course, recycle if possible here. So those are kind of our three R's for this campaign, is to reuse those refuse single-use plastic, reuse as much as possible, and then recycle as much as you can in our local market. So I just want to let everybody know that you do play a role in this, that you do have an opportunity to have an impact and a change on our environment for the better.
Yeah, I would just like to piggyback off of that. I think educating people and talking about this issue is really important, because I feel like you see a lot about it on Facebook, but I think actually having real conversations with people about this issue can do a lot, and just sort of helping people out and cheering people on when they're doing their part, I think that's really nice and can help make a lot of change.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. I really enjoyed talking to you all about the Help UK Pop campaign, and I'm sure our listeners did as well. This has been Green Talks. Please be sure to tune in next week from 2 to 3 p.m., and that's on Tuesdays, for another round of the show. This has been your host, Zoe Gabrielson, and as always, thank you for tuning into Green Hawks here on WRFL. Keep it locked.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.